Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
The Bennett family of Gillette seek dismissal in ongoing Leslie lawsuit as federal case moves forward. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. 6 weeks after Campbell County settled its part of former library director Terry Leslie's lawsuit for $700,000, the private family she also sued is continuing to fight the claims in federal court. Leslie, who was fired in July 2023 after controversy over sexually graphic books in the children's and teen sections, sued Hugh, Susan, and Kevin Bennett, accusing them of conspiring with county officials to get her fired. The federal judge allowed half of her claims to move forward this spring, sending the case into discovery. According to Cowboy State Daily, on Friday, the Bennetts filed a motion asking the court to dismiss the case before trial. They argue their actions, speaking at public meetings, writing letters, and raising concerns to law enforcement, were protected under the First Amendment. Their attorney says Leslie has produced no evidence of any conspiracy, pointing out she admitted she had no documents or communications showing the family coordinated with commissioners or library board members. The Bennetts also deny any anti-LGBTQ animus and say they stopped campaigning against Leslie more than a year before she was fired. They claim she was terminated for poor performance and hostility towards the library board. Leslie's attorney disputes that, saying the family is rewriting history and that Leslie had no performance issues until the political climate around library books changed. She argues the Bennetts' actions went beyond free speech and amounted to harassment. The case remains active and Leslie is expected to respond to the Bennetts' request for dismissal in the coming weeks. Campbell and Crick counties finalize road agreement after 96 years of overlap. After nearly a century, Campbell and Crook counties have formalized who's responsible for maintaining several border roads, including a stretch of Wessex Road that technically sits in Campbell County, even though Crook County has been maintaining it since 1929. According to the Gillette News Record, Wessex Road crosses Donkey Creek, and Crook County moved the original alignment decades ago to avoid multiple creek crossings. That shift placed part of the road and its bridge inside Campbell County. The bridge was last replaced in 1980 and is now due for another upgrade. But as Crook County began applying for state funding, YDOT pointed out that the bridge wasn't exactly in their jurisdiction. That discovery triggered months of coordination between the two counties. Last week, Campbell County commissioners approved a new agreement confirming that Crook County will continue to maintain that entire stretch of Wessex Road and the Wessex Bridge, regardless of the county line. That will allow Crook County to move forward with its funding request. A second agreement outlines responsibilities for several other border roads that until now had been maintained informally. Crook County will handle grading, mowing, culvert work, and snow removal on portions of Bertha Road and D Road that extend into Campbell County. Meanwhile, Campbell County will maintain 7 miles of Rocky Point Road up to the Montana line. Road and Bridge Director Kevin Guy says the agreements finally put in writing what both counties have already been doing for decades, ensuring everyone knows exactly who is responsible for each shared roadway. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.